now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
An album special this week, Cy Common's Playboy's Penthouse from 1960. Under the spotlight, we take a look at Patricia Highsmith's The Talented Mr. Ripley, which has been made into a Netflix series, and compare the old and the new. And this week, word of a new Ixtuelle album coming our way, along with the Martini Kings as well, who are celebrating 40 years in the business. Let's kick off with The Swangos now and Mr. Paul's Revenge.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
is the Cocktail Nation with Kenny Sasaki and Hypnotize. Largely to Coop Cooper with you. Official website, cocktailnation.net, if you'd like to see what's going on in the Sydney penthouse and to keep up with what's going on here and get in touch with me. Love to see you, so swing on by. And don't forget, I always write back to all those people who write to me via thecocktailnation@gmail.com.
Cocktail Nation.
This month's album is Cy Coleman's Playboy's Penthouse. What a terrific album. A cool little album cover. Cy Coleman on piano with four girls surrounding him and some martinis and good times to be had. He wore many hats in his long, illustrious music career. Jazz pianist, songwriter, arranger, producer, music director, Broadway composer were among the many titles bestowed upon him. As a jazz pianist, he led the Cy Coleman Trio, which made many recordings and was a much-in-demand nightclub attraction. As a songwriter, Coleman composed many hit standards, including Witchcraft, The Best Is Yet to Come. One of his most popular instrumentals, Playboy's theme, became the theme music for Hugh Hefner's 1960 TV show Playboy After Dark. And you definitely get this vision of him performing in Hugh Hefner's penthouse when you see the picture on the album cover. The classic album was recorded in 1960, includes many well-known themes along with several jazz standard, and features Cy Coleman on piano, Bill Takacs on bass, Dave Bailey on drums, Ernie Royal on trumpet, and Wayne Andre on trombone. A terrific, terrific album that you need to have in your collection. And let's take one from the album Playboy's Theme on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Take the elevator up to Cooper's penthouse. www.cocktailnation.net.
Cocktail Nation.
Tell me his name again.
Cooper.
Lounge Lothario DJ.
Thank you.
Culture Nation, next to Ella and Morel, 2021. Track from their brand new album, Pathways to Paradise, a new album from the Modern Masters of Exotica. Saying in their album cover, mix up a mighty rum typhoon and immerse yourself in this excitingly dazzling audio fantasy. Experience the fearsome jungle chase, behold the secret world of the majestic moonflower, or just lose yourself while inside the hookah parlor. What's your pleasure? Ixtuela continues to develop their sound, their songwriting, while exploring the heart, the nuances, and the boundaries of classic exotica. And you can venture into the unknown with the music for Noble Savages and Urban Primitives. That's directly from their website. And their new album released on May 24. You can check it out on Bandcamp. Let's take a look at Lounge Life magazine. We've got the best stories there. Retro stories, as I come across them during the week, put them up there and you can enjoy them. It's regularly updated. Woody Allen considering retirement from directing. Got 10 restaurants that Marilyn Monroe loved in California. And new favourite of mine, Netflix's Ripley. I've been watching this over the last few nights, really enjoying it. It's quite gritty. It's quite different to the original movie. And there's a story about how Netflix Ripley compares to the original The Talented Mr. Ripley. Now, in 1955, Patricia Highsmith published The Talented Mr. Ripley, a chilling psychological thriller that introduced the iconic character. It's now been brought to new life in the new Netflix series. The original Tom Ripley is the first, or maybe just the most famous literary example of a social climber turned serial killer. Countless other writers have taken inspiration from her novels, and Ripley went on to appear in 4 book sequels by the author, including some direct and indirect adaptations that have become cult classics. And after reading this in the magazine, I know what I've got to be reading next. So check that out. It's our Lounge Life magazine by the website CocktailNation.net and, of course, through Flipboard.
Today, much more stuff going on.
The experimental bat bomb of World War II is what we're looking at. No, this is a little bit different. Briefly, it was a canister bomb filled with hundreds of bats carrying small-timed bombs. The bombs were meant to be dropped over Japanese cities at night. A parachute would deploy and the bomb would release the bats. At sunrise, the bats would seek shelter, lodging in the eaves of wooden structures. The resulting widespread fires would cause havoc and destruction. The bat bomb was developed and tested at a cost of $2 million, but was never actually used against Japan. Holy bat failure.
The Cocktail Nation.
We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the penthouse, this is Cocktail Nation.
Cooper.
With his bare hands.
Thank you.
Martini Kings, Kings Highway on the Cocktail Nation. Martini Kings been around for over 40 years, 26 albums since they landed their first gig in Hollywood in California in 1982 in Club Laundry and the fabulous Sunset Strip. And to celebrate, they are releasing Enchanted Lovers with the original cover art by Shag, due out in May, out on Bandcamp. And Kings Highway, that we just played, is on there as well. Also played Voodoo 5 and Trust in Me from their latest album. World of Swank gig guy Glamorama, Friday, April 26th, the Martini Kings. April 26th, 27th, Tiki Oasis, they are back again, the Kings, performing at Tiki Oasis. And Tiki Caliente, May 2nd, May 21, Engelbert Humperdinck here at the State Theatre in Sydney. And, of course, the Opera House Hypnotiques perform the last Friday of each month at the Golden Tiki in Las Vegas. And Kitty Chow's Jungle Cats perform all the other Fridays for Happy Hour. Exoticon Music and Arts Festival coming up June 8 and 9. So lots of things on. If you've got an event on, love to hear from you as well. Maybe you've got a flyer you can send me. Simply email thecocktailnation@gmail.com. After the expiration date on poison, is it more poisonous or less poisonous?
Very deep, Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Lounge Gelotario DJ. Cocopa.
Awesome work, mate. Yeah.
Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation.
We will sneak into the radio station, taking the place of the mist, so I can broadcast my genuine mental powers to millions of listeners, befogging their minds until they make me their leader.
There from Mr. Moai and the Tiki Heads and Rongo Rongo. Next week on the show, a lounge special on Debbie Reynolds, going to leave you with Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited and the mysterious Mr. Flynn. Stay here.